Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we talk about kids in the restaurant.
Kids?
But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired.
And before we get started in today's show, we are very proud to be a part of the One Star Podcast Network, your one-stop shop for restaurant food and food podcasts. And we are featuring the Sidework Podcast, Copper and Heat, In Your Mouth, The Macaroni Zone, and Confessions of a Server. Check us out, check them out, give them a listen, and tell me what you think. All right. As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
What's up, people, indeed. Now, kids in the restaurant.
Okay. How do you feel about them?
I always feel weird when they come in the restaurant, when you see them sitting at your table and there's, you know.
Because it can go either way.
It could go either way. I usually have a good time with kids.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind kids at all. Well, I have kids, so I mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also know people's, what is the stigmas or what are they called? We say them all the time. Pre-notions of something, but it's a word.
I mean.
Stereotypes.
Stereotypes, prejudice.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's natural because we do it to everybody.
Yeah.
And we're all about the money.
Exactly.
You know, so we're counting, like, you know, heads and stuff.
Yeah, when you're counting heads, you're like.
When you're counting heads and then you had to look all the way down, you're like, that ain't no head. That ain't nobody.
Exactly. They're not drinking. They're not, you know.
Yeah.
Their entree is small, if it's anything at all. If,
you know.
Or they're splitting something.
Your $8 entree.
Yeah.
You know, your free drink. Running me on. If somebody's going to drink a bunch of sodas, it's a kid.
Yeah.
You know?
And that also depends on the parent if they let them or not. And, you know, this, that, and the third, and how fast.
That's true.
And you, but see, the good thing about, you can kind of, like, with a kid, I've noticed, more than adults, you can, if their cup is empty and the parent's cup is full, the parent will kind of let that thing sit for a minute. Because they're like, oh, you ran through your drink too fast.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Where, you know, with, like, if the adult's drink is, they're kind of looking around like, where's my drink? You know
true,
what I mean?
True.
But if the kid's drink, the parent will look over like, they can wait till the server gets here. It's not a raise your hand, my kid needs a drink kind of situation.
Yeah, because they're the one that's thirsty. I'll do two refills and then after that, they want
water or something like that. Yeah,
exactly. You know, but man, can we just get this out the way? A Shirley Temple is probably the worst thing you could give your kid.
It is.
I mean, come on, man.
And I remember you telling me about. We were in Vegas, I think, and you guys were talking about how the maraschino chino is made.
Oh no! Not telling that story. But do not. Those red maraschino cherries, gross. Don't eat them. Don't want them. You want to know how I make my Shirley Temples? When I really don't have direct hands-on access to the grenadine.
Yeah. What do you do?
I just pour the juice from the cherries, right?
Yeah,
in there.
No, right into it.
Right in there.
Yo, it's the same thing almost.
Same color.
It is, it's definitely same color.
I don't even know. I would not even know if it tastes any different. I mean, come on. That's like embalming fluid right there.
Legit.
Goodness. Nasty. And they're like, yeah, can we get the... No.
It's sugar on top of sugar with some curd syrup. Okay.
Yes, it is. Come on, man. I mean, I've only been to a handful of restaurants that don't even allow kids.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... That's like discrimination, isn't it? You can't not say you can't have kids.
No, private establishment. You can say, you know, I don't want anybody.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had places where they don't... Now, I don't want to say that, you know, oh, kids aren't allowed, but kids aren't allowed.
Gotcha.
You know, there are certain restaurants that they just don't do the kid thing.
Yeah. I mean, and you can have that kind of persona, but I still always feel like, you know, they're not going to say anything if you bring a kid in either half the time.
What's that?
I mean, I've never been to a place where they told me you can't have a kid at all.
They let it be known.
Okay.
Yeah. They let it be known. Like when you make the reservation, you know, that kind of thing. Like I said, it's only been a small handful, like maybe three.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. That I've been to. It's rare. Mm-hmm. Most people aren't turning out money.
Yeah.
Because in the end, the kids decide where the parents go.
Absolutely.
You know, so we'll get into that a little bit later. I mean, this episode, we're going to parse out how to deal with children at your tables, mm-hmm. really. And, you know, the obvious is like casual, fast casual. They're more kid friendly.
Absolutely.
You know, that's obvious. And then the non-obvious, we did mention that the kids do. You know, when you decide, how do you decide where you go to dinner as a family?
Quality of food and price point.
Okay.
When I have the whole clan.
Okay.
And like, where if I'm on a date, I can go quality of food, period. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're not really looking at price point, and you're looking at price point with quality of food with kids because you want to make sure they have the menu that kind of fits them.
Yeah, you're basically when you have your children, you want to go somewhere that they're going to be comfortable.
Exactly.
And then they're going to eat.
Yeah.
You know? And my issue is when I take my daughter out, I'm usually encouraging her to get something from the regular menu.
Absolutely.
Now, only because if we went out, let's say we went out 5 days a week. Is she going to eat chicken fingers?
Everywhere you go. Exactly.
Everywhere you go, the standard for kids are chicken fingers with fries,
a
pasta.
Macaroni and cheese or a pasta.
Yeah, a pasta, you know.
Maybe a burger. Maybe a
burger. Maybe a burger. Burger. You barely see that.
Yeah.
That's
just on the regular menu.
Yeah. Yeah. So, come on now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some shrimp.
Maybe.
Maybe. So... would she be eating that 5 days a week? That's how I look at it.
And then like if you go to like a steakhouse, something like that, they'll have like a kid's steak or something like a smaller version of whatever their main thing is. But yeah. that's rare. You know what I mean?
True. I have not been to a steakhouse in a while.
Really?
In a long time. I mean, obviously I don't really eat meat that much, but if I do, I get a nice steak.
Yeah, nice cut, yeah.
It's just smaller, but mm-hmm. you know, I'd say every couple of months, I'll make sure that I get some, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not even talking chicken. I'm out on chicken.
Yeah, like a full-on filet for yourself.
Full-on filet.
Yeah.
You know, very rarely a ribeye because that just usually doesn't come in a small cut.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? it's always like 10 to 12, at least 10.
At least.
At the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And then up to, you know, whatever, 12, 16, however big they want to
unless go. I split it with my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously I'm cooking it at home. I'm not going to, you know, do that at a restaurant. And so, like, affordability,
yeah.
Time.
Because you're not sure the reason why we say affordability, I want to say, is mostly because kids are picky eaters, or even if they're not, you're not going to want to buy something that they might only eat half of, or...
If you're going to spend real money, come on now.
Exactly, because, you know, you don't, not that they're picky, but they might eat less, they mm-hmm. might... You know, it might be a waste in the end. So you don't want to take that chance on it being a waste. You're gonna get either the bang for your buck or the other way around.
So the fast casual describing, they generally have things that kids may like.
Exactly.
You know, and then if they don't like it, the price point is affordable for you.
Exactly.
You know, you box it up and that's going to be your lunch tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not, you're not all... Not that you're pissed by any means on either way, but you're not all, oh, man, I got them.
Yeah. And especially if you have multiple kids.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, we just have, we do have one each. I mean, but, you know, but I had multiple kids.
Like, you have an extended.
Extended family.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, when, you know, when you go out with all them, they have to have options and different kids don't like different things. And somebody might be allergic to one thing. And you just have to be able to cover the full spectrum.
Yeah. And in the fast casual offers something in a timely fashion that,
absolutely,
that parents might, you know, really are looking for. Some cultural differences aside.
Absolutely.
and, okay, let's talk about dealing with kids.
Yeah.
Right? For me, dealing with kids is similar to dealing with adults.
Yeah.
You know? And there's no one size fits all.
No.
You know, you're just going to get some adults that are going to run you sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, you some kids you just can't handle. So you just got to, you know, watch the clock and hope that they leave quickly. You know? But let's talk about some good habits that will make your life a little bit easier.
Yeah. I think all things we kind of go over that we go over with adults kind of apply to kids. I'm not going to lie. Like, because
copy paste.
Yeah. Oh, almost. Because just like with the adults, like we've always talked about, you know, having control of your table.
Mm-hmm.
If you, even if the parent doesn't have control of their kids, if you have control of the table, it's still going to flow the way you want it to flow.
True.
And kids more, even more so than adults, respond to authority if it's done the right way.
Yeah. Agreed.
You know what I mean? So, agreed. I mean, an adult might be more resistant than a kid when it comes to something like that. But if you come to the table and you're on it, that kid sees that immediately and they respect that. And then they kind of fall in the line. Either they won't talk at all and let their parents do what they need to do, or they'll fall right into a line and they'll order correctly and they'll keep it really simple for you.
Yeah. And sometimes they might be a little hesitant or fearful to act up around an authority figure.
Absolutely.
And sometimes their parents just aren't an authority figure because they don't follow through.
Exactly.
So they don't know if you're
like their teacher that they're kind of scared of. Or,
yeah.
Or if you're the cool dad that, you know, that doesn't mind cracking a joke with you.
True. So for me, I speak to kids directly.
Yeah.
I speak to children directly. I involve them in the experience.
Mm-hmm. You should, and I feel like you should.
Yeah. And sometimes the parents will speak for the kid.
Which is fine.
I'm fine with that because sometimes kids don't even articulate. So the parent keeps it moving. Thank you very much. And about the only person, besides maybe an old person that can't hear me, I change my posture and I bend down or I kneel, not kneel, but, you know, squat down to be eye level.
Yeah, as a kid.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I do it because it opens them up, you know? It opens them up to be able to I want them as a
to
waiter.
To feel comfortable.
I want them to have a great experience.
Yeah, you want them to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And for them, that's the difference where an adult, you can be stern and like I say, hold your posture and all the above and still run the table the way it should be. And there won't be any kind of misjudgment or how the situation is going to run. With a kid, some of them are already, you know, you're a stranger.
Yeah.
And they might, you know, they go into that kind of, you kind of want to relieve them of that kind of stress.
Yeah.
Even if you're only a stranger, I mean, even if you're only there for that hour or so, you want them to feel comfortable with you.
I want them to feel comfortable. I'm not making them the center of anything. I'm really interested in empowering them to feel like they can speak to this particular stranger.
Absolutely.
Okay. And we touched upon this earlier with the refills. I will ask upon like a, you know.
Yeah. After like the second one,
you're
you kind of look at the parents like, you guys want to do a water? You know, if you seem like I said, if they're sucking them down.
Yeah.
You know.
I just let the glasses just stay there.
Exactly.
You know, and sometimes the parents will be like, oh, you need another refill? No problem. That's why I'm here.
Exactly.
You know? And, you know, all it's really interesting because you can almost tell what dynamic you're going to have with the kids dealing with the parents.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Almost immediately. I never ask kids their name.
No.
I
don't even ask parents their name.
Well, why would you?
Yeah.
But some people sidle up to kids and they make them a little bit more, you know, I don't want to, they don't.
We're not going that far in.
We're not going that far in because you got to keep it moving.
Yes.
You know, A, they're not paying.
Exactly.
You know, and they may end up talking to you. That's more resources. You only have certain resource amount of resources for this hour and a half journey that you're taking together.
Absolutely.
With this particular table. And, you know, if all is going well, you have three other tables that you have to deal with.
At the, you at know? The minimum.
Yeah. So you don't want to, you know, engage this entity that's going to suck your time. Their bill, their part, portion of the bill isn't really...
It's not time. It's not worth the time
boom.
Consumption.
Exactly. Now, when you're dealing with multiple kids, it's important to treat them equally.
Absolutely.
If one kid asks for extra cherries, put extra cherries in all
of them. All of them. Yep.
You know? And make sure that, because you know, you're going to end up having to do it because the parents are going to come in. Oh,
can you bring a cup of cherries on the side?
I don't go that far. That's more stems to be all over the place. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't do them extras for these little, you know, little ones. I, for the most part, you're getting the same or similar treatment as the rest of the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you lob them and you put them up and all this stuff, it's just a different thing, you know? I don't really prescribe to that.
Yeah.
Nah, let's do it. Now, with multiple kids, I suggest having a regular meal that's palatable to kids and splitting it.
Like a pizza?
If I served pizza, yeah.
Or like I'm saying like something that's like the
share. Like an adult nachos. Where do you work?
I didn't say this at my job. I'm just
nachos
saying.
Is not even a regular. I'm talking about a pasta.
Okay,
something that's palatable for kids.
See,
hey, you're bringing up stuff that
yes, I'm Rodius.
Like pizza, and
pizza,
nachos and stuff.
What you got on the corner? Who are you? What restaurant are you taking these kids to?
Man, nachos gonna be everywhere, man.
Yeah.
You know how long it's gonna take these kids to eat them nachos, bro?
That's kids.
Poor suggestion on your part.
They go through things like that really quickly.
Go through it. They throw it.
Wait. What kind of kids you got that are throwing nachos?
Dude, if the nachos... I just see a disaster with nachos, bro. that dip's going to be everywhere. The chip's going to break. You know the dexterity you need to eat nachos?
All right, fine.
Nachos. Listen to yourself. Yeah, I mean, okay, is there a chicken pasta that, you know...
Oh, like on the regular menu that
on
you
the
share?
Regular
Absolutely.
Menu, yeah, yes. Split that up.
Oh, like family style stuff.
I don't care if it's a Valdosta chicken. Split that with you know, have two kids split that. I'm just talking about what I really want to accomplish is selling a regular menu item as opposed to two freaking kids meals.
That makes sense.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. I'm getting that $17, $21 item.
Yeah.
Split that. That's what, you know,
10, 11, 12
bucks. Mm-hmm. I'm with that.
Yeah.
A lot easier. Kitchen deals with it. Boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom. And the kid gets something a little bit different.
Yeah, they can switch it up a little bit.
Yeah. Expand yourself.
Exactly.
You know? Now... If you, what about dessert now? When I sell dessert, I talk directly to the kids.
Do you?
If I want to sell dessert, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to sell dessert, no kid's going to be like, oh, I don't want dessert.
Yeah. They're all going to be, yeah. It don't matter how much of their food they ate. Okay. They could have had two bites out of whatever they had. Looked at their parents like, I'm full, which means I really didn't like it.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what the I'm full means. Because if a kid likes something, they eat it all. It don't matter what's going on.
True.
Yo, because you take them to McDonald's or something like that, they eat all them nuggets, okay? Don't let them lie to you. So if a kid likes it, don't matter what they're talking about, they eat it all.
They eat okay? it all.
When they hit you with a couple of bites and I'm full, that means they didn't like the dish.
No, they did not.
Okay? Because if you ask that same table, if you got room for dessert... They're the first one raising their hand with a big old cheesy freaking Chuck E. Cheese smile on.
You're like, hold on, little one. I thought you were full.
I thought you were full. Well, not for ice cream.
Yeah.
Not for the fudge brownie.
That's right. That's right. You want to sell them desserts, you talk directly to kids. Let the parents figure that one out.
Yeah. and then you kind of walk away for a second, and then when you come back, there's either one or two of something, and then you kind of...
Oh, they're getting... If the kids want dessert...
They're getting dessert.
They're getting dessert. Show me the parent that wants to deal with that. The pouting.
I tell my kid no.
On dessert?
Yeah.
Why?
Huh? Because I'm not supposed to be eating dessert, so she can't eat dessert.
You are mean.
I'm mean.
You are mean. What does that have to do with anything? Oh, you are terrible. I wish you had never told me that. You're like, I can't have dessert. You can't have dessert.
Nope, none.
Because.
Sorry.
If I can't have dessert, you can't have dessert.
Yeah.
Come on, brother. I'm going to talk to her.
No, you're not.
I'm going to talk to her.
That's my kid.
At least not have her have dessert because of her own deal.
No, I let her get dessert most of the time. But
now you're saving face. You're just lying to me. Now you're just lying to me. I see a part of you I never thought I've ever seen before.
My kid's spoiled. She gets what she wants, but just, I don't know. I just don't
know. Not when it conflicts with your interests.
Sometimes.
It depends. Wow, Danny. Wow. I am shocked and chagrined.
It depends on, actually, for me, it does depend on the food. Like, if you're doing the whole two bites and I'm full and I just wasted $20 on your plate, you're not getting dessert.
Okay. But that's not what you said before.
I know. And I did kind of switch my story around.
You know, I tell you what. You can cut this out so you don't look like an old dirty bastard. All right? You old Grinchy Grinch. Oh, my God, bro.
I'm going to keep it in because it's okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay.
It is not okay. Wow. Wow. Jeremy. All right, moving on. Now, if the kids have poor behavior.
No dessert.
Well, we're off of dessert now.
Sorry.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't know.
Tighten up, bro. Stay away from them dairies and them cheeses.
That's what's like. There's a lot of phlegm in my throat right now.
Yes, there is.
And you can see, I can hear it.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Do I have to have the talk with you about inflammation causing foods?
No. Oh.
Sugar.
Oh.
Dairy.
Oh.
Pasta. Well, white bread.
I don't really eat pasta.
So. Okay, but there's flour, like bleached flour and a lot
I'm
of
trying
things.
To eat fried food either.
Processed foods. All inflammation causing.
Okay. That's good enough.
That's for another show.
Show, yes.
Poor behavior. How do you deal with poor behavior? Because I got nothing for you.
Well, like.
I have something for you, but it's.
My kid, you know, she doesn't act up in public.
We're talking about other people's kid at the restaurant. We're talking about helping people deal with kids at their tables.
At their tables. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Boom.
Yeah.
So.
Do you know the show you're doing?
Shh. Shh. Anyways, when your kid is acting the fool, and that is why I said in the beginning, just like I said to me, I go, when you're stern with their kids, if you come across the right way, they will usually act accordingly.
Okay.
Now, if you do have a kid that's out of line or that is, you know, out of pocket or you look at the parent while you're looking at the kid, okay, and be like, yo, sorry, you just have to, you know, I need you to, whatever the rules are in the place that, or whatever they're doing that's out of bounds, you look at both of them in the same breath and you kind of explain it so it's not out of the wrong.
Okay. Let me clean that up for you. If the kids are running around and what you're about to say is outside of earshot of the parents,
yeah,
that's when I engage the children.
Mm-hmm.
I do not engage anyone's children when they're within
earshot. Yeah.
Now, when speaking to kids or anyone in an authoritative voice, your voice is firm and you're the last portion of your speech is in a downturn inflection, okay? So, for instance, if you're telling the kid to return to your table, some people might say, oh, could you please go back to your table or where are your parents or anything like that. It is a positive commands, return to your table, and you do that last downflect
yeah.
in the last word or two, and that is a very big signal for
authoritative. The game is over.
Yeah. And but it can't. You need to avoid the negative as far as don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially with kids, but most people, mm-hmm. you know, most human beings, it takes them a while to process the negative portion of any sentence. So then your message might be lost, even if your message is lost, you know, 30%, 40%. You know, oh, don't run around or be careful, you know. Mm-hmm. You just give them a command to do, whether it's, you know, find your seat.
Yeah.
You know, walk slowly.
Yes.
And it's just something you try it.
He's
and
saying
they
it in my
just...
head. I'm like, I just had to feel like my posture straight and get back to normal.
When you try it, you see that at the very least they stop and they just do it, albeit temporarily. You just want to really affect them in a certain way. Yeah. And that happened to me yesterday. I worked a double and I was on my night shift and I had a... And the kids weren't rude. They were just ready to expend some energy.
Yeah.
You know?
And it happens.
And I told the kids, the parents were literally at the next table because it was a party that we couldn't accommodate at yeah. the one big 12 top. And I used it and it worked, mm-hmm. you know? And now when it comes to being, you know, if the parents are within earshot, you then have to deal with the parents in very much the same way, right? And your command cannot be a complaint.
No.
You know, yeah. oh, we can't have the kids, this and that, not blah, blah, exactly. blah, blah. That's a challenge. It's useless.
Yeah.
Really, you're going to have just, you know,
angry
resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... You tell them what is required, you know? And so in that case, I would say something like...
Like, can we have everybody get seated or can we...
The children need to stay with the table.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
You know? And you find good feeling words, but then it's just, they don't need to know why, whatever. The children need to, you know, stay with the children, to the tables. Or, you know, it's... whether it's a, you deem it to be a hazard or a liability, you tell them, you know, this is, you know, this has to happen or whatever the case may be.
It's a high traffic area, this, that, and the third, whatever.
Yeah, I avoid explanations. If it's my second, you yeah. know, sentence, yes. But I tend to give the one command and that's it because it's not a negotiation,
yeah.
you know. So that's why sometimes when you start to explain, they start to say, well, you know, they need, no, I don't want to hear it, not having it, okay. Now, yeah, what they need is guidance.
Yes.
Okay. We touched upon this earlier. We talked about a little bit of the cultural differences. Let's talk about the cultural differences.
Okay.
Because if you notice, Spanish people and some Europeans, I want to say, when they come out with their kids, they let the kids string out.
Do what they want, yo.
Maybe not even do what they want. The kids may be behaved or not behaved.
But they're in a different world.
They're they're there forever.
Yeah.
They won't leave.
Yeah.
Their kids will be passed out in strollers.
Yeah,
and
asleep.
They put chairs together and then they just keep drinking and talking.
Yeah, like they don't exist.
Man, take your kids home.
Take them home.
Come on now.
That kid is wanted to go to bed an hour ago.
Kids breaking their necks, sitting on this hard chair.
Hitting you with the...
Yeah.
Like falling asleep in their hand.
They just throw a napkin on them.
Yep.
You know, it's wild how they have no worries at all about... Like, American families, they tend to, you know, particularly white American families, when they come in, when the kid's starting to get irritable...
Especially, it's an age thing too, though. I mean, I feel like with, you know, under six, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, when the kid starts to get cranky or tired, it's time to go.
Yeah. But what if the kid's, you know, 9, 10?
I feel like...
They just throw an iPad in front of them?
No, yeah. Or their phone. I mean, not for the extended moment, but that'll keep them moving for a good another 20, 30 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, they're not going as far as letting them sleep in their lap, but they are they're extending their time a little bit more at that point because, like I said, they're not, you know, they're already into technology. And yes, they'll be like, hey, take my phone. Let me finish my conversation. Then they'll pay the check.
You make a good point. Now, if we're complaining, that's an interesting premise. I want to know what's going to happen to the generation of kids that are, I'd say, because this has been the last, 10 years?
Of what, technology like that?
Of technology like that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. At least 10, yeah. My daughter's 11, so and she came into it, yeah, with...
with phones and stuff like that? Call it... I want to say 10. I won't say 15, because I think iPhone's been out for...
It came out right before I came here, so 15 years? 06, yeah.
Okay. So, not everyone had one.
We all had phones, but they weren't... It wasn't as prevalent as you legit 10 to 12 that has been prevalent where you're playing, where you're full on it.
Legit 10 to 12. Now, 10 to 12 year olds, what the in God's green earth are they going to do when they can't sit somewhere and just hang out and pay attention to things?
These kids have no, most, the average kid has no, they're all like ADA or whatever it's called.
ADHD.
Because there is no attention span. Everything has been so fast for them. You know, the world is moving so fast. And even with adults, you know, they're moving, our attention spans are super slow now.
Gone. I get it. I understand that. I do. I mean, because parents have kids and they want any respite that they can get.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, and so they stick an iPad or a phone in front of them. But you have to have a balance, okay? Yeah. I'm not telling you never do that because it has its place, you know? I'm fine with it to a degree as a server. But as a parent, no. You got to learn how to be bored.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to listen to conversations and shut up, you know? Because no one's talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay? Not everything
is about you.
Is about you. And until you realize that, you'll be a better human being. Okay, so I teach my kids sometimes, hey, it's okay to be bored.
Yeah.
It's okay to, you know, entertain yourself. Use your imagination. Because, yes, she has an iPad, she has a phone, she has this and she has that. But at the times when you don't have that, you're not whipping that out at dinner.
Yeah.
You're not.
Not okay? While we're eating. You're not, there's no TV going on while you're eating and all that stuff.
You know, you got to look around.
Yeah.
What if this place is getting robbed? You would never even know. No. I want you to pull on my shirt and say, Dad, that guy has a long coat on and it's summertime
in Florida. You got to be able to set your
situation. Yeah, be aware of your surroundings.
It's almost like those people that walk down the street and they're on their phone and they almost get hit by a car multiple times. Come on, you've seen that. I know you've seen it. You're like, what are you doing, yo?
It's crazy.
You're looking down and you're crossing a major intersection. You're an adult, okay? You were taught look both ways, okay? Get it together.
They're looking at their phone, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but there's going to be some oddly fixated adults going on.
It's scary.
Man, I challenge you to... Sometimes I leave the house without my phone. And the first 5 minutes, it feels weird. And then after that...
I don't mind at all.
I'm like... wow, this is empowering.
I love not having a phone.
It's wild.
Wow. People are like, you don't answer. I go, yeah, I don't answer a lot of people.
Yeah, I've been like leaving my phone in other rooms and stuff. It's just, come on now.
It's great.
It's great.
It's great.
Now, most parents, like we covered basically the fast casual and the, you know, the most of...
of the broad, I mean...
the broad spectrum of dining.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get into something a little bit more upscale,
mm-hmm.
that may not even have to say, you know, no kids.
Yeah.
But they say it by their
everything.
Their price.
Yeah.
You know, their decor.
And that's what I was saying earlier when I was talking about, you know, the difference, you know, when we were talking about, when I was saying, hey, I've never been somewhere that says no, but you've been to places that you know you're not bringing your kid to.
True. True. And plus, you want to, you don't want to waste that time. Exactly. Unless you're on vacation. That's a caveat.
Yeah.
You know, you might want to go somewhere nice. Mm-hmm. You're with your, you know, significant other and your kid. So you go somewhere nice and, you know, hopefully the kid.
Treat yourself. Yeah.
You treat yourself. So let's talk about your home, though. You're going to leave your kids at home on a nice, and make it count. Yeah. You know, you want to make it a date night or a celebration. Exactly. Maybe you're out with your, you know, another couple and things like that. Yeah, you know, and you're able to get a nice bottle of wine.
Exactly. And it's the whole spectrum.
Yeah, and do you.
Do you.
You know? And so without saying it, these restaurants are not necessarily kid friendly.
Yeah,
you know, the lighting is dim. The, mm-hmm. You know, the decor, the music.
Yes, it's not kid appropriate or
not. Yes,
I mean, not that it's like, I'm not gonna say there's gonna be, you know, cursing or anything, but it's just not. It doesn't fit the idea of a kid friendly restaurant.
Yeah, and then you see people looking around when you come in with your kid, and they're like, ugh.
I hope they don't sit next to me.
Yeah. Kids are all loud talking and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's unfair. It goes both ways, too. Some kids are just
dead quiet. They're
perfectly fine.
And they're chill.
Yeah.
And like I said, just as much as everything that applies to a kid almost applies to some adults.
True.
And that's what's, you know, it is what it is.
Now, what we talked about earlier with addressing the kids on dessert, I've mentioned Big Jim, a coworker of mine, a server on the show
before. Yeah.
I try to get him on the show, but he's old. He don't understand about podcasts. You know,
just tell him just radio, baby.
Listen,
he understands radio. Radio.
I already tried. He would drop some knowledge. I ever tried, and he's just like, I have to help him with his phone sometimes.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. So, but Big Jim got all the tricks. It's the guy I told him. He's like, I hit him in the head. I hit him over the head with the plateau, the stone crab. Yeah. He had a table. Like, it was like a last table of the night type of thing. And he did not want to deal with, you know, even giving them dessert. They just wanted him out.
Yeah.
So he goes up. He's like, do you want to get dessert here? Are you going to go down to Lauderdale by the sea and get some ice cream? They got some real nice ice cream there at so-and-so. And I was like, that guy is genius, bro. The kids all started yelling, yeah, ice cream. And he goes, yeah, you like ice cream? He's like, they got the this. And he got rid of them.
Yeah, that's the move.
The move. I would never have thought about that.
Oh, you got to think about it. You got to think outside the box.
About sending them somewhere else for dessert and engaging the kids. And the kids determine what the is going on.
I used to do that at our place because we had a Haagen-Dazs up the street.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it still there?
Yes, I think so. I'm not positive. I know there's still an ice cream place. I don't know if it's still Haagen-Dazs.
Okay.
But because we only had the one flavor ice cream.
Okay.
So when they would, as soon as ice cream popped, I'd be like, oh, well, you know, there's Haagen-Dazs right up the street.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Give my table back.
Yep. Give me my table back. And it gives them, because kids either like something very plain or, you know, they like their flavor. You know what I mean? And we only had the one flavor.
Yeah.
And so it made it that much simpler for me.
That's true. When I worked at places that had stuff on the table and I saw I was going to get a table with kids, I'll take everything off the table. Salt, pepper.
Yeah.
Sugar caddies.
Don't want to mess.
Cracker basket.
Gone. All the above.
All the above. Just as a PSA, parents, crackers are not toys. Okay?
What about the sugar caddies? Are we going to talk about the sugar caddy one?
Same thing. Sugar caddy. Crackers, they're not toys. Man, sometimes I want to dump all that stuff in your car.
Yeah. It could be a disaster.
A disaster.
You've seen it.
I've seen it. We've all had it.
You've seen the table condiment soup when a kid leaves the table. Pepper, salt, you got the sugar. It's like a soup. It looks like a medley in between. And there's
that's just rude.
Yeah, but you've seen it.
Listen.
Don't tell me you haven't seen it.
I've seen it. Not often, though. I tell you, my first serving job was at a Bennigan's. I say it all the time. I remember walking up to a table. I didn't even tilt my head down. I felt crunching onto my feet before I got to the table. I look over and there's crackers everywhere. I told them, I'll be right back with a broom for you guys to clean this up. And I gave them the doggone broom. And the dustpan.
I love it.
I was not having it.
I love it.
Even back then, even as my first spot, I was like, nah.
Nah. You gotta get this under control.
How do you... It wasn't even under the table. It had cleared the radius of the table.
Oh.
Now you're obtuse. Now yeah. You gotta go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you gotta clean up your own stuff.
It was before I even get to you.
Yeah.
That's like, you're throwing crackers.
Yes.
You're not even cookie monstering them.
Yeah.
You're throwing them.
Gave it to him. Cleaned it up.
Did he clean it up?
Yeah. I'll clean up under the table. You responsible for the launching.
For the perimeter.
Yeah. Let us know if you have any wild kid stories when you were either a patron or a server.
Yeah. Because
the show is I'm for sure there's both. One. There's always one. And people have been reaching out to us. We got some good lineup coming.
Yeah.
Of some server interviews. So
nice.
I have a couple that I want to run by you.
Okay.
But anyway, reach out to us with your stories and suggestions. And I can be reached. I'm active on Instagram.
Follow me on
Instagram at The Modern Waiter Podcast. And if you want to email me, I'm themodernwaiter@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We do this each and every week for you. And I'm Marlon Joseph, The Modern Waiter.
I'm Dan DeVille, and subscribe, people.
Yeah, if you do enjoy our show, pass it on to a friend. Tell them that you enjoyed the Modern Waiter Podcast, and it was pretty cool. We'll see you next week.
Later.
What you waiting for? Yo, the time is now. Mister on the flow, fire on the sound. Beats to shake the ground, rhymes to touch towns. The kids are like, wow, BMR is it now. Yo, I'm doing my thing, my flow is bling. Roller skating in the islands while we skiing the spring. Taking trips to Aspen just to cop me a ring. Keeping hoes on my jock while my singers they sing. Cause we rolling, home and unstopped.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.